Hello and welcome to the Hermetic Science Magical Mind Academy. This is the podcast that is going to cover all things Hermetic Science. I have a series of books by Franz Bardon that I have read off and on through the years, over 10 years. And I found this book in Los Angeles at an old bookstore, and it was like in a big bin of books, and I was just drawn to it. There's also a book called The Magician that he started with, and it talks about his experience as a hypnotist. Stage hypnotist, and also a white magician, if that makes sense. Not the color white, but he just talks about magic in and the different realms and doing good. So there is a discipline and there is a schooling that he kind of goes through this in this book. It starts with the initiation into hermetics, and this one has a series of three volumes, and I haven't broke open the next two, so I am going to use this podcast as a way to dive into the training. So every week, this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to read the first part is about the different planes and the diets, and there's all kinds of like the elements and how they're important, and we're just going to go into that. And so each day I'm going to read a little section on, or whenever I come, each podcast I'll be covering a different little section of the principle of air, the principle of earth, the principle of water. And each podcast is going to be devoted to a certain idea. Now, when we're through that one set, the first section of that, then it will go into the workbook. And this will take a number of months. It is a development of the mind, body, and spirit. And there's practices that you must do on your own to cultivate discipline of thought, mind control of yourself, and then there is discipline of the body. It goes into fasting. It goes into the magic of water. It goes into why it is important to purify the body. I mean, it goes into pretty some in-depth some stuff. And then it also goes into why journaling is important, to write down and self-reflection and self-awareness and going through different personality traits are important. And you root out the negative parts so that you can become a pure vessel for the light, for the work to begin. And it's really interesting, and I really love it. And I've already started the Course in Miracles, which is a different types of mind training. It's more of a miracle mind training. This is a magical mind training. And it goes into some really interesting thoughts about the magnetic and the electrical forces that we have in our bodies and how to use those. Now, if you've ever studied Reiki or the healing of the hands, the science behind the healing of the hands, or chi energy, when you heal with energy, acupuncture, pressure, that kind of things. There's a lot of Chinese medicine goes into this. There is a science of that. And it's understanding a lot of the different elements and how to cultivate that within yourself to utilize it for your own good and just for a magical and fun life. So I have wanted to finish this for a long time. I've wanted to kind of go through it, and I've never really gotten through. So once we get to the workbook portion of this book, it's going to slow down. So every day I'm going to read a little portion of the, in the beginning. But when it gets to the workbook part, that's going to take months. And every week we'll go through one thought control lesson, one action of how to control your emotions and your going through yourself and seeking out the parts and cultivating the spiritual and emotional part. And then a third day will be devoted to the body, of understanding how to clear and cleanse and purify the body. So it'll be like a Monday, Wednesday, Friday thing, let's say. And we'll go into that, and every single week we'll add on to the learning of each one of those. And that will go on for months, probably till the end of the year, maybe till December or November. And then, 9 months to a year. And then once that's done, we can move on to the next book, which just, I'm excited about going, getting through it. So if you're interested in this, I am too. So let's do it together. It's going to be fun. I'm going to start today with just reading just the opening. So I'm going to do the foreword there. And there's a few. This is a German. So it's going to be, there's a first, second, and third. I am only going to... No, I'll read all the forewords tonight, and then I'll read the introduction. And that's where I'll stop. And tomorrow I will read the picture of the magician, the first tarot card, explanation of the symbolism. And then we will continue there on out into the initiation one theory. And as we read the theory, we'll just do a little section, a topic a day, until we get to workbook. All right, so does that sound like a plan? I hope it sounds like a plan. I just spent 8 minutes talking about the plan. So I'm going to just go ahead and go into the foreword. This is Franz Barden's initiation into Hermetics, the path of the true adept. Of exciting. Forward to the first German edition. It need not be said that one who is interested in ascertaining true knowledge may search in vain for years, or even an entire lifetime, for a reliable method of instruction. With the help of these instructions, the student can begin to realize his most fervent wish, the path to perfection. The yearning towards this exalted goal again and again forces the student to collect from far and wide books and works which are considered to be the best on the particular subject of magic. However, for the greater part of these collected works are only embellished with eloquent and promising words, but have little or nothing to offer for the actual practice. Over a period of time, the student discovers that he cannot make sense of all the methods collected, and the goal for which he yearns, unfortunately, slips farther and farther away. Even when the neophyte begins work on his progress with a recommended course of instruction, his diligence and goodwill does not produce any satisfactory results. Besides that, no one can give a dependable answer to the always emerging, nagging question. Was the path he had taken the right one for his individuality? divine providence had an understanding for all these honest human beings seeking and waiting with patience. Divine providence determined that the proper moment had arrived and requested that one of its chosen ones place a universal work into the hands of those striving for the divine truth. This great work is based on the initiate's many years of practically gained and proven insights on all the subjects of the highest knowledge. Franz Barden considered this request by divine providence as his holiest duty, and presents to the public in this work his theoretical and practical knowledge with a clear conscience, without striving for recognition or to make a name for himself. It should be mentioned that in his past lives, Franz Barden had the highest Oriental initiates as his great masters and teachers, that he has been blessed by divine providence in this way. The simple style of this work was chosen on purpose in order to make it possible for all seekers of truth, regardless of age or profession, to begin immediately with the enjoyable task of discovering their own true perfection in order to dependably reach the final goal, which is becoming one with God. Since it was the will of divine providence to have these works written and published, it therefore remains at the discretion of divine providence to make them available to those who most yearn to work on their spiritual ascent in accordance with reliable methods. It can be justifiably said without exaggeration that from time immemorial, this is the first time that a work as complete as this has been made available to the public. Otto Vadovava, 1956. Forward to the second German edition. In a few months, the first edition of this work was sold out, which was to be expected. In retrospect, it was not surprising when considering its rich and rare content. In order to satisfy all those who are interested in this course of instruction, Franz Barden decided in agreement with a publisher to publish an entirely new and improved second edition in a relatively short time. Initiation into Hermetics not only reached many truth seekers in Germany, but also in many other countries in Europe. Many scientists who are interested in the true path of perfection have a copy in their possession. In this short time, the book has also found its way to other continents such as America, Australia, and Asia. All those who are fortunate and who are in possession of a copy of this book are probably very grateful to the publisher. Franz Barden expresses herewith his gratitude for the great enthusiasm with which the publisher agreed to publish his works. The author also takes this opportunity with the second edition of Initiation into Hermetics to sincerely thank all his readers for their many letters. He considers the exceptional interest in his works, which he made available to the public by the express request of divine providence, to be the greatest reward for this unselfish task. The author's profession is not that of a writer, but of a naturopath, and as such, he is fully occupied. The mission with which he has been entrusted by divine providence is mainly to guide all seekers of truth upon the path of perfection. However, due to a lack of time, it is not possible to deal with the wishes of individuals, which certainly should be understandable to the reader. It is evident from the many letters that the author has received that several readers would like to bypass certain steps, or that they prefer those exercises which are more pleasing to them. However, such an approach is not correct from the hermetic point of view. In this book, the author mentions this fact many times, and urgently emphasizes that one should not hasten along, because not only will the result be failure, but the student may also subject himself to various kinds of harm. The fundamental exercises that are published in this course of instruction lead to the development of the body, soul, and spirit. The concomitants of these practical exercises, the so-called occult abilities, can be of benefit to the student because he can improve his existence on this earth in accordance with his own wishes, since everyone has different needs, different ideals, and different goals. Whoever works thoroughly practically and conscientiously, step by step, be able to favorably carry out his material affairs himself. The author wishes everyone true divine blessings, plenty of patience, the greatest perseverance, and the highest love for this joyful task in Hermetic science. May all future editions of his first volume reach all those who yearn for this knowledge. Otto Vadovova, May 1957. And now the introduction. Whoever may believe that he has found in this book a collection of recipes through which he can effortlessly obtain honor, fame, wealth, and power, or the means to annihilate his enemies, should be told that eventually he will be very disappointedly. He will very disappointedly put this book aside. Many sects, religious, and the like, as well as schools of thought, such as philosophy, understand nothing more under the word magic than sorcery and conspiracy with the dark forces. Therefore, it is not surprising that many people are somewhat apprehensive at the mere mention of the word. Digitators, illusionists, charlatans, so-called stage magicians, and whatever else they may be called, often misuse the concept of magic, which circumstance contributes immensely to the fact that magical knowledge has always been regarded with a certain contempt. Since time immemorial, the Magi were always considered to be the highest initiates. The word magic originates from them. The so-called sorcerers are not initiates. Instead, they are only imitators of the mysteries who exploit the ignorance and gullibility of the individual and of an entire nation in order to achieve their selfish goals through deception and dishonesty. The true magician despises any such actions. Magic is in reality a sacred science. It is, in the truest sense of the term, the knowledge of all knowledge, because it teaches us how to understand and utilize the universal laws. Whenever you are dealing with true initiation, there is no difference between magic and mysticism, or any other similar concepts, regardless of whatever names may be used by the prevailing ideology. It must be proceeded with on the same basis in accordance with the same universal laws. In consideration of the universal laws of the polarity of good and evil, of active and passive, of light and shadow, any science can be employed for good or evil purposes. For instance, the actual purpose of a bread knife is to cut bread, but it can become a dangerous weapon in the hands of a murderer. Everything depends on the characteristics of the individual. This principle applies to all areas of cult and knowledge. In my book, I have chosen the term magician for the student as a symbol of his aspiration toward the highest initiation and the highest knowledge. Many readers are probably aware that the tarot is not a game of cards serving mantic or prophetic purposes. Instead, it is a book of initiation in which the greatest secrets are contained symbolically. The first card, or first page, of this book introduces the magician, who represents the mastery of the elements and offers the key to the first arcanum, the secret of the ineffable name Tetragrammaton, the Kabbalistic Yad-Heh-Vah-Heh. Here we find the gate of initiation for magicians. The reader of this book will realize how meaningful and how universal the application of the first tarot card really is. In no other book that has been published so far has a true sense of the first tarot card been so clearly described as in his work. This system is structured with the greatest of care and with the utmost circumspection. It is not a speculative method, but the positive result of 30 years of research, practical exercises, and repeated comparisons to many other systems of various lodges, secret societies, and oriental knowledge, which are only accessible to especially gifted individuals and to the chosen few. It is, nota bene, from my own practical experience, destined for the use of many. all my students have proved it to be the best and most usable system. This does not mean, nor do I make the claim, that this book answers all questions about magic or mysticism. If everything were to be written down about this high knowledge, it would encompass many volumes. It can be said that this work is actually the entrance to true initiation. It is the first key of utilizing the universal laws. There is no question that you will find fragments of Hermetic knowledge in the works of various authors, but the reader will hardly find a single book which describes the first tarot card in as much detail as this work. In every step of this course of instruction, I have made every effort to be as intelligible as possible in order to make the greatest truths accessible to everyone. To express the truth in simple words so that it is understandable to everyone has been a very difficult task. I leave it to the reader's judgment as to whether I have succeeded in this endeavor. In several instances, I found it necessary to intentionally repeat certain statements in order to underline especially important sections and to save the reader time of searching for it. In the past, there have been many complaints by those who are interested in the secret sciences, as well as students of the occult sciences, who are given no opportunity to be initiated by a personal master or guide, guru, and thus true knowledge was only made accessible to the especially gifted or talented or rich. Many true seekers have had to search through many volumes of books to obtain here and there a glimpse of a pearl of truth. Whoever is serious about his own development and who does not pursue the sacred knowledge out of pure curiosity or for the satisfaction of his own desires will find this work the proper guide to initiation. There is not one incarnated initiate, no matter how high ranking he may be, who can offer more to the neophyte than what is offered in this book. Should the honest student and the attentive reader find in this book what he could not find in any other work, then this book has completely fulfilled its purpose. Franz Barden. So that's going to be it for today. I'm going to go into each day I'm going to go and read something small, and then you can think about it during the day. We'll get to the work. So that is it for now. I'm grateful to have started this journey with you of learning and understanding, developing. We're developing our miracle mind on the Daily Miracle Podcast, and here we're developing our magical mind and our mental self-discipline. So there is much to learn. And it's very exciting. So that is it for now. I'm going to leave that with you. Have a magical day. Have a magical night, whatever time it is for you. I'm your host, Tanya Scott. I'm grateful. And I'll see you tomorrow. ¶¶